Chances are you've heard the saying, the great thing about Anchorage is that it's only 15 minutes from the real Alaska. If you don't live in the state's largest city, maybe you agree. Then there's the other question, how long do you have to live here before you're an Alaskan? Are you an Alaskan if you spend only summers here? Is it when you get your first PFD? Is it a length of time or a state of mind? Jessica Cochran ponders those questions as part of our ongoing series, Looking at Culture in Alaska.
A recent art show at Out North Gallery in Anchorage is called Native Alaskan. Not Alaska Native, as in coming from one of Alaska's indigenous groups, but Native Alaskan, as in Alaska is the place where you were born, or the place something came into being. Show curator Michael Walsh thinks the question of just how long you have to be here to be a Native Alaskan is worthy of some discussion. For his show, he picked artists who were born in Alaska or moved here at a very young age.
It's not at all about the people who wish they were Alaskan, like myself, because I can't own it, you know, I'm not from here.
Brandy Hoffmeister and Matt Rafferty aren't from here either. They came to Alaska 13 or so years ago as young adults. But both now consider Alaska their permanent home. Unlike Walsh, they think of themselves as Alaskans.
And I actually even heard one time that said a lot of people are Alaskan, they just don't know it until they get here. And I totally felt that way. Like I was inspired right from day one.
And Brandy says at some point, her family stopped asking when she was going to leave.
I think people realized after a couple of years that I had found something that really worked for me.
Both Matt and Brandy say they've found longer-term Alaskans welcoming to newcomers, happy to teach them how to process fish or hunt for caribou. Not all hung up on that, how long have you lived here, question. But Matt says he has encountered that other prejudice.
Most people look down their nose at the fact that you live in Anchorage and feel like you don't really live in Alaska because you live here. Whereas, like, I don't know, I fill my freezer with moose and salmon, and I've been charged by a bear within the boundaries of the municipality. Like, I feel pretty connected to Alaska. So, but I always feel like there's that tension from people who basically just live any place other than Anchorage.
And what if you've never seen a bear? Or you fill your freezer from Costco, not the wild? Matt admits he felt more Alaskan when he'd traveled more around the state. Brandy agrees.
I'm lucky enough to have gotten a job when I moved up here that involved a lot of in-state travel. And so I traveled all over the state of Alaska and really got a feel for those rural communities and the importance of the regional centers and, you know, the great urban center of Anchorage and how that plays into different communities. And I think after I got such familiarity with the state, I think that's when I started feeling more like this was home.
Even so, it was in Anchorage that Matt learned some Inupiaq while temping at NANA, the Regional Native Corporation for Northwest Alaska, which, like many Native corps, is headquartered in Anchorage. And perhaps that whole Lost Anchorage idea is outdated, with more and more rural residents living, at least for a while, in urban Alaska. Yari Kingikuk is from the village of Savunga and now lives in Anchorage. She works as a cultural educator who has written and spoken about balancing her rural and urban life. Yari has developed relationships and cultural connections in urban Alaska that are as significant as the ones from home.
There's a Native elderly man that lives upstairs from us, and for a long time I didn't visit, I didn't go and introduce myself, but one day I decided to stop by. When I asked him if he loved Native food, his whole attitude and behavior changed. Was calm, had a warm smile on his face, and he started telling me the things that he likes to eat. And I told him I would share some Native food with him. And then he went on telling me stories about long ago.
Elizabeth Medicine Crow of the First Alaskans Institute reminds us that even Alaska's urban cities are on the original homelands of Alaska Natives.
The people who live there, the people who come there, who move there because of opportunities that they're pursuing for themselves or their families, that is a part of our story. And it makes us very unique because I think that's actually one of the most underdeveloped areas of relationship in Alaska's society is a true understanding of how connected the Native people really are to this place and what it really means to us as we move back and forth from urban areas to our hubs, to our villages, and then back again. And we do have it over generations now.
Medicine Crow says with all that moving, whether forced by boarding school or voluntary, Natives' relationship with their land and culture has had to evolve. So maybe being Alaska Native or Native Alaskan isn't tied to one specific spot, whether your ancestors have been here for generations or you just came here. Maybe it's when your strongest connections are based in the state, whether to land or other people, or both. With help from Len Anderson, I'm Jessica Cochran.